We in this.
Hey, it's y'all. Hello, hello, hello.
SW Podcast Wednesday.
It's SW Podcast Wednesday. How y'all doing today? Queen, what's up?
What's happening? Do y'all see Queen with the vibe in the hair? Like, the vibe in the hair is just, oh my God. Oh my God, like, it's different. Y'all don't see me today, but you'll see me next week. But I'm here. You hear my voice, though.
Yes, we have Queen on the teleprompter today. We will be hearing her voice today versus her having her face present with us. But she is here. She is in our virtual studio. So what's up, Queen? How's it going this week? What's going on?
Lord, y'all, like, it is July. Really? Mm-hmm. It is July, like. Man, we in the second half of the year at the beginning. This is like, it's been amazing them last 6 months, though. I got to say, growth, need to grow a little bit more in some areas. But I'm grateful.
That's right.
I'm grateful. But we can always grow. And I'm always willing to grow and reflect on my wrongs, my rights, and all of it. And see what I need to do to better myself.
That's right.
You got to do that.
All right.
To do that.
That's a way to start. That's a way to start the new the end of the 6 months off right there. Like, you started it off in January, going from one way to the next way, knowing, preparing yourself for this last leg of the year. So it's been I will say this. It has been some tumultuous times, but it has been some honorable times, and 2022 has definitely been a test of people's character. You can see where you stand with people. You can see where you stand in life. You can see where you're going, how you plan to continue to get there. Like, it's been a navigational year. That's what I'll say.
It has.
It's been a navigational year.
It has. Yes. But grateful.
But grateful.
We all got room to grow.
That's right.
We all got room to grow.
What's up, Kels? How you doing?
Hey, Kels. But other than that, chilling. Like, Queen, how you been? Because, you know, you get ready to get to send a child off. You get ready to ship a child off to college that is not going to be in the same city as you. Like, how is you feeling? And the rest of y'all out here in this audience, how you feeling? Knowing that you finna ship your child off and your child is not like up the street at FAMU, Florida State, TCC.
It's
like
different.
She out of the state. Like,
it's different just knowing that it's about to happen. But I know that it's going to be much, much more different when it actually happens. But right now, I'm just trying to bask in the moments that I have left with her and not actually think about it happening, because I know it's coming and I don't want to think about it. But we got to do the visit last Thursday, and it was really dope. I got to see her in her element of just watching her be amazed with what she's going to do, how she's going to move through the school, you know, just learning her new path. And it was just wonderful just to sit back and watch her move, you know, and start the process of her being on her own.
That's awesome.
It was, Queen. So, like, I'm, and then, like, the university, it's a huge university, but it's a small group of students versus what FAMU has and what FSU have. We're used to, like, large student populations here. And it's not like that in Tuskegee. It's like a, you have, what's going on, E? How you doing?
Hey, E.
You have there, you have a base of maybe 2,900 to 3,000 students per year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're family knit. They're very close. They're they have a family base reputation. So I know she'll be okay. That's one thing I'm not worried about. I know she'll be okay.
Go ahead.
I'm excited for her.
That my little cousin graduated from there, and my auntie Marva. That's where she went. So
it's a great school.
And my uncle even say that, and he's BCC to the day he died. That's what he said. Well, I'm sorry, BCU.
BCU now. That's
Let
right.
Me get it correct. BCU.
That's right.
But it's BCC to me. It's always gonna be BCC to me.
That's because your mommy graduated from there too, didn't it?
My mom went there, my aunt went there, my uncle, a lot of my cousins went there. The other generation of cousins, like my cousin's kids, are going there and then graduated. Like Leisha, my cousin Leisha, she graduated mm-hmm. from there, and like three of her nieces then graduated from there, and her niece and nephew, they just went off. Her other niece and nephew just went off to BCC. Her niece wanted to come to fam though. She wanted to come to fam, but her daddy like, nah, you going to BCC, because that's where he went. So
everybody went.
Like I tell people, when I was in my mom's womb, I was a wildcat. When I came to Tallahassee, I became a rattler, baby. I'm a baby rattler to the day I die. So,
yeah, you're a baby rattler. You're a baby rattler. Good evening. Who is that? Who is that, Miss Lady Lavender? Good evening, Miss Lady Lavender. I like that.
I like that. That's nice. I like that name. Like,
I like that.
Yeah.
Lady Lavender. I like that.
Queen Lavender. But Queen, I'm excited. I'm excited for you and your baby. Like, you know, you watch people, kids grow up. And with mm-hmm. social media, we really able, I don't know if people realize, you really able to watch people, kids grow up just through the videos, the pictures that people post of their family. Yep. And so we literally are watching people that we grew up with that we don't even associate with, but we watching them raise growing. Their family. Mm-hmm. We associate with them on social media. So it's amazing. And I'm excited for you. I'm excited for all the parents, because it's a lot. I know how it was for me. And my child was right here at FAMU, but just not being in the house.
Yeah, because she was on campus. So she was different on campus. Still.
Yeah, so it can be a lot. But you be excited for those kids, because really they doing something that we didn't do.
And that's what you're excited about.
Yeah. So
just stepping out into their own life.
Be safe, though. Be safe.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Okay, so Issei always BCC disrespectfully and lay that boy crazy. And Lady Lavender is Tia. What's up, Tia?
Hey, what's up, Tia?
How you doing, Tia? What's going on, Queen? So I'm gonna call you, like we're gonna call you Lady Lavender though. We're gonna do Lady Lavender.
I like Lady Lavender, Tia. Like that, yeah. You might need to change that to your Facebook name too, boo. Like I like that. I like that for you. I really do. I like that for you.
Lady Lavender. So we're gonna jump into our quote of the day, y'all. And the quote of the day is, "You never know whose eyes God is watching you through." Dr. Michelle Floyd. I like that.
You never know. Because it's a lot of people watching you. You don't know who's watching you though.
And you don't know what they're watching you for.
That too.
Because like a lot of times, like the reason why I like this quote so much is because for one, you can be doing so much and you don't have, and you know, a lot of times you don't ever, you feel like you don't, you know, you're nothing is happening to you good for what you're giving out, but you don't know who God is looking at you through, just because people don't recognize it and say, and come pat you on your back and give you your flowers for it, it doesn't mean that you're not seen, that you're not felt, that your what you're doing to this world isn't noticed. And sometimes it just come from the Most High directly. It may just actually come from Him. So she says she's here for the tea. So with that being said, for everything that we do for other people, or that everything that we do in this world, and we're not looking for any recognition for it, just know that you are being seen through others' eyes. You never know who God looking at you through. You may be in the grocery store and help somebody up off the aisle because she done fell down. Nobody else has seen her and you helping her up. Could be being looked through those eyes. It could be you crossing the street, you help somebody cross because they're about to get hit through those eyes. You never know. You just never know what is going on. Just a kind word could be something that's needed just to have a better expression of the day for someone. So you just never know. I've always believed in, you know, doing my part for people, because I never know what or who that person is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just
you got to treat everybody with kindness.
Yep. and people are anointed in many ways. So you gotta pay, and
even
you
the homeless man out on the streets.
Yep. Just because you don't know him personally and haven't heard a story of it or any of that, that doesn't mean that that person doesn't have a gift, or they may be prophetic, or it may just be somebody who just is, blessed. Yeah, just a blessing.
Just a blessing. And just to say something to you that you needed to know.
You needed to hear.
Yeah. Like, so you don't, you never know. That's why I just look and keep it moving. If I got a couple of dollars, here you go. Do what you want to do with it.
So for that, for your, those of you all who have just popped in with us, y'all see Queen Avatar up there, right?
I should have had my little, what's his name with my glasses, Avatar, the little cartoon one.
We're going to let her slide today.
Oh, I'll be back for show next week. You see my face next week.
But we do got a full voice. And because of that, you know, everything is perfect. Because I can look at the avatar. I could be okay with it.
Yeah, at least I gave you something cute to look at.
But it'd be it's like a voice is just in the air somewhere, Queen. Just floating.
Like I'm just talking to you for about the damn feeling. Like Shelby. Queen, like I'm talking to you from out your ceiling. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get
on. I'm Siri today.
Right, you Siri. That's what it is. So yeah, that's our quote today. You never know whose eyes God is watching you through. And again, that's Dr. Michelle Floyd. So today, y'all, we are talking about romantic chemistry. And this topic is it was actually supposed to be our last week's topic. And
y'all know we faithfully, consistently come holler at y'all. But last week, I hit Queen up and I was just like, Queen, I got a lot of stuff to do today.
And it's like, I was thankful she did that. Like,
I got everything done.
So that's the perfect thing about it. But we are here today because we have so much to talk about when it comes to this actual topic. And the reason why it's such an exclusive topic for today and for today. Thank you, Tia, for having understanding for that, because life does happen, y'all.
Yes.
We had a whole it happened so fast. It was like a last minute cancellation. We don't do last minute. Like, only time we'll do something last minute with a cancellation is if it's an emergency. Something just popped up and we can't control it. But she had a lot to do. And it was just thankful that we both did, because I was like, oh, thank you, Queen. Because I ain't want to do it.
I ain't want to be the one that had to do it. I was so thankful
that she said, Queen, can we please not do it today, because I'm gonna be too busy. And I was like, yes, thank you, because baby, I would have hated to send that text, you know. I just would have hated
it. We was on the same accord,
and that's what matters. We have, you know, we really do have that discernment. So the definition of romantic chemistry is: romantic chemistry focuses on the characteristics present between two people, including mutual interests, similarities, and intimacy. And according to Dr. Kelly Campbell, the more present these characteristics are, the more likely two individuals will perceive chemistry between each other. Based on our audience members and Queen, do you guys believe that chemistry is real?
Heck yeah. Look, we didn't talk about this before.
Yes, we did.
Man, you can feel the chemistry between people when you around them.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't, I don't know. You might be off if you don't. But literally, I've been around some people. And matter of fact, just recently, I seen a couple that I knew at a funeral. And just talking to them and them right there, I was just like, this shit here is electric for real. Like the chemistry, seeing them, and I didn't see them, but I never seen them like that. And then,
that before, course, yeah.
Yeah. But just seeing them, and I was like, this shit here is really like, this is really what it is. It's like, and I could feel the chemistry between them two. I was like, wow. And that ain't the only couple. It's a lot of people that if it's real chemistry, man, you can feel it when you be around them.
Mm-hmm.
Even it when is, it comes but to you said, you and your friendships.
But you said it though. It's electric. It's a chemical. It's a kinetic effect. It's a kinetic experience. So it makes it an allowable situation. Like if chemistry is not involved, there's no real relationship. Look, because
she even saying like, damn, okay, I got this. Like, damn, do you? But it was that, and I didn't been around people that I can feel it. I could just feel it. I'd be like, dang, like, okay, yeah, this ain't no fake that they did. Yeah, this ain't fake. This real. This
yes. real. So we're gonna talk about some of the things that let you know that the chemistry is real between you and that person, like, and you know, let us know how you feel about these particular kinetic forces that allow you to know if your situation is real or not. Because a lot of times we're just in situationships that we have made relationships, and that doesn't actually survive, or if it is surviving, it's not because it's a wanted survival. You probably got some other stuff going on the outside to keep that survival ship available inside.
That's true.
So she says, you know the vibes when you round people, especially a lover. I'm telling you. It's telling that, yes. For real. Yes. Yes.
For real. Yes, and so, you know.
There's really no time when you can be around your person and y'all ain't throwing signs or love languages at each other or inside jokes, or you know how you can give that person that look and they know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, my mom,
you know what I'm saying?
When I got married, that's what my mom said to me and T. She was like, you need to know Candace cues when she upset, everything.
Mm-hmm.
When she throw you that signal, you need to be on it. And the same thing, vice versa. She say, because look, when you see her get mad, you need to go ahead. You might need to go ahead and shut your mouth.
because more than likely it's you.
Yeah. So it's just like you got to know your person.
And that's not, and it's not just for the negative things, it's for the positive things.
The positive.
You know, you just gotta know your person. You gotta know your person. It's important. So one of the first things that will let you know if you're with somebody who you're kinetic with is mutual interests. You got some of the same interests. And just think about how you feel when someone can truly make you laugh. If you and your partner share humor and you find one another interesting, and you probably have a mutual interest, and humor goes a long way toward building connections.
A long way.
So it leads to, humor leads you to have excitement about the next time y'all hang out. When you're in that person's presence, you always thinking about looking forward to seeing them again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, humor and a collective connection do wonderful things for people who are getting to know each other and people who are already in something. Because you gotta, as you get older, you still gotta have a mutual interest. You still gotta have a kinetic connection to that person. It doesn't supposed to disappear.
No. Nope.
I mean, when you think about having a long-term lover in a long-term situation, why would it go into thin air?
It wasn't real then.
Hmm.
It wasn't real.
So, yeah. Number two, reciprocal candor. What'd you say? Humor will get your chick dude took. Stay funny. listen, Tia.
Hey.
People will come smiling in your person's face.
baby.
And all the time they want to take your plate.
And be right, be back there plotting.
Be back but there seriously, plotting. Be plotting. Because if you, if especially if you say, if you say something that still says something in though, stay funny. If you say something, let me tell you something about me. I have some of the, I am such a white girl humor person. And I got some of the driest jokes in the world. But baby, chill. These dry jokes will make your man laugh. And if I can, if your, if a man, not just your man, because I'm not saying your man in general, like a person.
Just a person.
Just men, men in general. Like if they're, it'll make a man laugh. Like if they can get me, if you can understand me, baby.
We could.
Reciprocal candor refers to when you just talk to someone easily about a topic, and it means you have easy communication, a sense of trust, and feel understood in the relationship. So you're going that. So basically, that just means that you're going to be doing everything that they're doing to you. If you are being treated well, you're going to treat people well. If you are being present, you're going to be, they're going to be present. Anything like if they're judgmental, you're going to end up being judgmental because they're pointing out things in your flaws. And, but the thing is about reciprocal candor, when this is present, people feel as though they can say anything to another person without judgment. When you got a trust building within you and that person, you feel no need to he done threw me off to my peppermint pad. I'm gonna slap him. You feel no need to be worried about that person judging you.
Yeah, that's true.
E, you calling me Peppermint Patty?
you off the chain, E. You off the chain.
That's what I was thinking about last night. Somebody called me Donna Summer last night. I've been getting all the... Donna. Queen called me...
Yeah,
I can see Donna Summer. I can see the Donna Summer.
Yep, I can see Donna.
I can see the Donna Summer. Queen did Whitney Houston. Oh, what I'm going to dance with somebody.
I'm telling you, girl. I'm telling you.
If I had the headband.
Yeah. Yeah.
E, Peppermint Patty, though, she ugly and she a boy.
For real.
You got to do better. I'm taking your comment off my board.
He off the chain. Golly, he like, why you want to do a sister like that? I thought we was cool. Like...
He talking about Donna Summer. What
she was saying and everything.
He said he liked Peppermint Patty better. Oh, he threw me all the way out with the Peppermint Patty. Okay, dang. I'm going to keep the Donna Summer comment. Personableness refers to a person's demeanor around you. Chemistry can grow if people are genuine, down to earth, caring, and kind.
Yep. And the same two people, they two of a kind.
Two of a kind. Two of a kind.
That is definitely true. Yes. That is definitely true.
That's right. It's definitely true. So you gotta have that two of a kind attitude when it comes to certain things. Y'all, why would you bring oil and vinegar into a situation?
That ain't gonna work. Even when you shake it
y'all
up,
gonna be y'all arguing don't about work. Everything.
Everything. That's why people be in relationships so long knowing they oil and vinegar.
Be oil and vinegar like a mug.
But I done just learned some people like toxic stuff too. People love, some people.
Or they done got so used to it that they don't know what it is to not.
To the toxic stuff. But you may be like oil and water and like, why is y'all still together?
It's different.
It's crazy, but if you want to call, some people say that's chemistry. I don't think that's chemistry.
I love that fool.
What? That fool beat you upside the head. Child, please.
Now, we if it get up at that part, we know. But I just feel like a lot of people just have different ways to express what they like. So if you okay if you and that person okay with hollering to get y'all point across, that might work for y'all. Yeah, that's exactly what I was just saying. Kels, he said opposite attract sometimes, and sometimes
that's
it do.
That's true too.
So
that's true
if you
too.
And that person, y'all might just communicate. I remember when I was with my kid's daddy, I learned how to be a hollerer.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Stuff that you didn't normally do.
I didn't like hollering. I think my voice got to this level of depth because I had to learn how to be a hollerer. I was like, hey, do you have to holler for everything? And that's just how he talk. He loud talking. He's a loud talking
but people from
man.
Down south are
they holler.
They usually are loud.
They loud.
They usually are loud. I can understand it because my stepdad is loud.
They loud. So he
like,
loud.
Even
so
Zoe,
I had
one
to learn.
Of Zoe friends seen him in the store. I just see your stepdad and he was in there so loud talking to somebody. Like, I just
you see him
your
on the other side of the,
in the store. She was like, you
no
see
sense.
My granddaddy in the store. I'm like, yes, I just see your granddaddy in the store. Like, he being girl. But he
loud, holler.
Loud. I mean, like,
we don't do that. I wasn't raised to be hollered at. My mama, they never hollered until she got mad. Just talking loud for no reason. So I had to learn how to holler. And, you know, that was different for me. So, but it didn't make us oil and vinegar. It just made us a little bit different. So Tia say 80% water, 20% oil. For me, we different. And, but Tia, your sign, what you is a, Tia, what you is a Gemini or Cancer? Because you just had a birthday. You just had a birthday. What are you, a Cancer or a Gemini? And then what is your mate? And don't nobody come on here talking about that signs don't matter. You a damn lie.
You a lie. I don't care what nobody. Like, I done had this debate with a lot of people. We ain't even finna go there. We ain't finna go there because that's a whole nother subject there, cause baby, I'm telling you.
Tia said, I'm lying from talent. No whispering me. My mama hollered. My mama didn't holler, Tia.
My mama wasn't no holler either.
She wasn't no holler. She hollered when she got mad, but her regular voice was not hollering. So, I knew it.
Tia a Gemini. I thought so.
Tia a Gemini and he a Cancer. I knew it. But one of them birthdays, she just said happy birthday to him too recently. So I knew that was right there.
Like the Gemini and Cancer. Oh.
But trust me, I know they fuss.
Ooh, that combination.
I know they fuck. Because Cancers
Gemini,
are an emotional fucking wreck.
I just told somebody that.
My baby daddy is a Cancer. I don't like them no more.
I say Cancer men. Oh, no, no.
Oh, my God. They're emotional. So, but you got to be a strong person to deal with. And she's talking about, listen, you got to be a strong sign. You got to be a strong sign. So she a Gemini. A Gemini is a strong sign.
And she a female Gemini.
She mean as fuck and sweet, just sweet and mean. She like
you. Or she got one like, vinegar. You might get one day. You might
she
get
like,
vinegar the
next. She talking about another day. Have me on. We'll bring. You want to come on now, Tim? Hold
come
on. Let
on
me
now,
see.
Come on.
Let me see if I can pull you up. Let me see. Hold on.
I can't imagine.
I knew you was a sour patch, baby. I already know.
That is too funny.
I don't know if I can. I ain't got the link on here. I can't give her the link. Queen, put the link on here for your other phone.
All right, let me get my phone.
I sent to you so Tia can jump on and tell us about that. Because I already know. I really want to know about a Gemini and a Cancer together. Because I could just see. Baby, let me tell you something about them too. That's a toxic loving relationship right there. That's a beautiful toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I already know. And that might sound like terrible to hear,
but it is.
What E say? Cancer women, no male. I'm telling you.
E,
a Libra.
Libra.
But think about this. E, think about. He said, "Don't work, Gemini Cancer." It's it works. They done been together. Tia and her husband have been together for a long time. And even when you've been together long, I already know, listen, they break up every day. They break up every day. Tia, I mean, Queen ain't found that link yet, Queen. She coming, but we're going to get to it.
I'm typing it in the chat.
Okay, we're going to get to it. So the next one, intimacy. When it comes to intimacy, it doesn't necessarily refer to physical attraction. Intimacy is a romantic chemistry. It is a blend of reciprocal candor and personableness. So you're dealing with niceties. Tia, I only know because I know signs, but I don't know a personalness because I used to be in a relationship with a Cancer for 8 years. Baby, I wanted to kill that nigga every day. Every day. Okay. And I'm a Pisces, baby. I get along with everybody. You hear me? We don't beef. I don't beef.
You ain't got time.
Uh-uh. I don't beef. What chat you put it in, Queen?
I'm going to put it in this chat. I put it in.
Okay. All right. So, but when intimacy is present, people feel like they can talk to one another about anything, that they can trust their partner, and that their partner is a sincere and down-to-earth person. If you're in a relationship with someone where you feel like if you're going to say something to them and you're going to be judged, sweetheart, that's not safe. That's not safe. That's not real true intimacy.
Oh.
That's not real true intimacy. You cannot feel like you can go, you should not feel like you should be able to go to your partner about something that's in depth to you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's deep for you, it should be something that you should be able to go and discuss openly with them without judgment. If you're receiving judgment or any type of criticism of criticalness that makes you feel like you're wrong for feeling how you feel, or you're wrong for being who you are, it's not pure intimacy.
Oh, that's controlling sound like to me.
It's not pure intimacy. So, and I just can't gather that. I can't gather safety and comfort if, what's that, a private chat? Oh, that's for Queen.
The private chat.
Yeah, it can't. It's all right. I got it. That's not safety and, that's not safety at all when you have to worry about if your statement to your partner is going to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
It's not safety at all. See, that's for you. Exactly. Look at E say, child, listen, E. Listen. 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 I'm telling you. And if not, there's another conversation to be had. Yes, it is. But that's the thing, though. A lot of people don't notice that the things that they're going through aren't always natural.
Yeah.
They think that because they get that they going through it, that it's natural. Oh, this is natural. No. This is natural. No.
Like you said, they used to it. They so used to it. Yeah.
They become used to it. They make themselves used to it so easily. Like I was watching on P-Valley. The Black Girl Mississippi, she dating this white man on there, and he picked up the iron to her face. He was finna burn her face, and she tells the man, "Derek, please just don't. You can burn me anywhere, just don't burn my face."
What, girl? See, I ain't watched P Valley. I didn't hear people talking about it, but I haven't watched it yet.
That's what she said.
Just don't burn my face.
You can burn me anywhere. Just don't burn my face.
Is you crazy? Oh, that's TV though. That's TV. That's like,
but it lets you know that people dealing with that for real. People really dealing with that. They really dealing with that.
People is really dealing with that. And oh my God, like that. Ooh.
They really dealing with that. It's not good. It's not good. It's not good at all. Yeah, that's the only part I wish I could skip through, but I'd be sitting out watching it with somebody every time it come on, the portions of Mississippi with her baby daddy, because I don't like it. But anytime that portion come on, I'd be wanting to skip through it because I can't deal well with that.
Yeah.
That's triggering for me, and I ain't even been through that, and it triggered me.
Wow. So, I'm gonna have to check it out.
It's very triggering. So just the whole damn show trigger warning. So just make sure you got your damn you just be prepared for that. Similarities. Not to be confused with physical similarity. This trait refers to
somebody you can relate to whatever they're talking about in some episodes.
In some degree. She said the link didn't work, but I'm here for the tea, but I can always chime in another time. Okay. You typed in the link, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you were supposed to copy it.
Oh, you know, I don't know. I know how to copy on the thing, y'all. Not know how to copy on these phones. I really don't, y'all.
You can't just hold it down and it copy? It don't work like that?
Let me see.
So it's not to be confused with physical similarity. This trait refers to matching each other on core attributes such as values, morals, beliefs, and life goals. So if you got similarities that way, that will help to create a romantic connection. It's going to help you create a whole romance of all kind of shit. The ambiance gonna be real. Like, listen, let me tell you something about having romantic chemistry with somebody. You can walk, you yourself, just because you so enticed with the person who you with, you can walk inside the house, just see that person sitting there, and they just lounging. And now you just all of a sudden turned up to the volume of 27 out of 30 because you have sat there and watched them for 3 seconds just while you walked in the door. Now you on 10. Child. That's romantic chemistry. It don't take a lot.
It don't.
Because you already connected to this person. So certain things that they do gonna entice you, gonna pull you in, gonna make you feel loved and a comfortable passion.
Mm-hmm. Make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Bring that other that your sexuality and all of that stuff out of you.
Yes. Things that you never thought you would do, you do for people. Baby, because I thought I was gonna be a nun forever. I'm talking about. Wait, I was like this.
You said you thought you were gonna be a nun forever, queen.
Yes, because I was
queen.
Because I never felt like I was explorative. I thought, you know, I just did the basics, but I wasn't basic. It's just that I never thought that I would do some of the things that I know now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, physical intimacy to impact even friendship. Chemistry possibly becomes subconsciously. People are assessing the extent to which this person will help attract prospective mates. So do you know that your person is really, really comfortable with you when they don't mind somebody else checking you out?
Yeah.
And they sitting back and they see that's somebody checking you out because you fine as fuck. Like, you men fine. Women go check out a fine man.
The old boy was over there checking you out. I seen old boy over there checking you out.
And a man that's secure within himself, he's not going to walk up to that man and be like, man, hey, man, that's my lady.
He just going to smile.
He just going to smile and be like, that's mine. You know what I'm saying? So when you...
What you checking him for? He looking at me. What you checking him for? That's a compliment to you.
That's a compliment. That's a compliment. If he's not like, over there,
look, you can look, but you can't touch.
Right. And then most times, and if he ain't over there being disrespectful, like he know that's you, like your wife, he know that's your partner, he know that's your person. Yeah. And now he trying to talk to her. That's a difference because he knows. But if he just walk past and he just eye you up and down, like, oh shit, that's different. Yes. That's a compliment to you, the man, that you have something that somebody else is liking.
And we're going to go right on back in this corner with him.
And
that gesture.
That man might go home. That man might go on that night and tear you down just because he know.
Because he know what he got.
He know what he got. But if you are lacking that, you got a boring ass relationship. If your man mad, I remember one time this person I was in a relationship with, I was like, the person said something to me, a young man, and I came back to the house and I was like, The young man told me I still got it. And he was like, still got what the fuck? And anger. And I was like, oh, what's wrong?
Like, nigga, don't you know I was in a relationship before you?
And not just that. Why would that bother you?
But insecurities.
That's what I'm saying. If you were a secure man, your romantic chemistry with that man gonna be on a whole nother damn level.
Y'all gonna be
so hyped up about the fact that you attractive to that other men are attracted to you. That's enough. That's a whole different thing. Fuck the fact.
It's funny that we say this because we was in. I remember just thinking about this as you say that. We in the moon homecoming. Me and T. We had what's his name? Skip Hunter party. We was up on stage,
mm-hmm.
And I'm just back there in the back. You know, I'm chilling. I'm just chilling, looking out at the crowd off the stage and stuff. And T up there just dancing. Man, so this chick, I'm watching these females up here on the stage dancing. I see one chick, she just keep going close. I was like, this chick really for to try to get to see what he danced with. But I'm back in the back, like dying laughing. it was so funny. Because I really ain't never been in a situation like that either. So just even with my reaction, I'm just in the back like, she really going to be trying to dance with my husband. Like, what is you really going to do? But I'm back there laughing so hard. Girl, before I knew it, that's just what it was. Boy, when I say that man jumped so quick and came back there where I was.
I'm telling you.
I say, I didn't watch. He's talking about, you didn't sit here and watch the whole thing. Because he's talking about, oh, you want to sit here and laugh. I say, man, I watched her the whole time. I say, but I was just ready for your reaction because I already knew what his reaction was going to be. And
to me, it's
so
enticing.
Funny.
I look at Lady Lavender and I'm popped on. It's enticing. It's enticing for me, Queen, because, baby, now I'm about to go tell you down.
Look, child, look, after that, hey, you know.
I'm about to tell you down. Let me see. Let me unmute your mic.
But it was something like that was so funny.
Oh, they say you chose to mute yourself, Tia. There you go. All right. It's funny. Let us know when you on there, Tia, so we can hear you. But you can start talking because I want to know if your volume working. But
hey, Queen, can y'all hear me?
Yes, what's going on, girl?
Thank y'all so much for sending me the link and having me on. I'm like Candace on the Avatar because I'm giving straight Esterol over here right now. It's raining and that's what we giving. But my dude said that I can look like A$AP Rocky and he's still here for it. So I'm good
that's
for that.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
So what we gonna do, Tia, is since we have you on as a pop-on guest.
Thank you.
And this is Lady Lavender from our comment job.
We appreciate the support. I skip Bible study,
so I appreciate y'all having a true time. Listen, I'm just playing. I'm out here smoking, doing my thing. It's raining.
I seen the trees pop up in the comments. So I already know what was popping.
He knew.
So we going what I'm gonna do is since I have you on, Tia, we can I'm gonna throw out a point, and you can let me know because I want to get because what we're gonna do now because we got the Gemini and the Cancer relationship person on the line right now. This is who we was talking to in the comments about Gemini Cancer, and we already know that's a toxic love. That's a toxic love affair, but also very like fun toxic. I don't know. Yeah. I ain't never heard of like I know these things, but I haven't met people a Gemini and a Cancer that have been actually in this relationship.
But
so,
Queen, also go by because she might be the Tia. When is your birthday?
She close
to
the Gemini.
June 20th.
I mean, she close to the Cancer.
Oh, so it depends on if you that May Gemini or if you that Gemini or that Cancer.
Exactly, because depending on which calendar you look at, I could be either.
She could be,
I could be either a Cancer or a Gemini based off of how, which calendar you look, because I fall on the 20th. And yeah, there's some calendars that put the 20th as a Cancer, but then there's some calendars who put me as a Gemini. I recognize as a Gemini because that's what's in my blood.
Where does your emotions fall?
In a Gemini, because that's what I give. And with like looking at the signs and stuff like that, you know, I definitely give the double-sidedness. And he definitely gives, you know, the love and caring sign of more of the Cancer sign. You know, he's the more, you know, level-headed. He has the peace. He has that. And I'm over here on multiple things, you know. So he's the calm in the storm, if I'm going to be honest.
Gotcha.
You know, he keeps me settled when, you know, I can be all sense, over the place.
That makes sense. Even though you're really, really close to the Cancer side, you still attribute more to the Gemini side, but you can still see where his side picks you up and keeps you whole.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
So
and I think that his sign, you know, kind of more so is more and I get what y'all was saying as far as like the charts and stuff with, you know, the compatibility. But for us, it's a little bit different. You know, we definitely come from different upbringings and things like that. But I think that the way we are able to kind of find, like I said, it's oil and water. So, you know, we have our ups and downs. I'm not going to make it seem like everything is all gravy because it's not. But, you know what I'm saying? We're able to still come back around and mesh with each other after, you know, it's never really like lengthy periods of times and things like that where, you know what I'm saying? There's really that disconnect. And I don't know if it's the signs. Sometimes it's really not the signs because it's sometimes I could straight suppcase this young man. But, you know,
personality alone makes its own trait as well. But and then also he's a June Cancer. So a lot of his attributes of the crybaby side then always fall in the June thing. And let me tell you why I say that is because I had a July Cancer, July 1. And with that type of Cancer, it was like emotional instability. Yeah. And so if he gets used, if he got mad at you, he can hold a grudge for a week where he won't talk to you for a whole week. Y'all living in the same house.
Silent.
And he can go a whole week without talking to you. But see, the petty Pisces in me, because we got kids together, bitch, we gonna talk.
And see, and that's why, you know, with being the Gemini, you know, hey, I can flip over to the other side. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, if you're not trying to get that way, I can give you the other one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can meet you where you are. You know what I'm saying? So I'm okay with that. I could be petty. I could be, you know what I'm saying? Great. So you tell me what you're doing and I'm going to give you what
and
you
And that's how I do. And see, I'm going to follow the vibe type of person. And that's another thing about how Pisces are built. We kind of built on, like, you show us how you, what you feeling. We kind of going to go off of that. Now, if you already bringing that type of energy to the party as a Pisces, you probably a February Pisces. But as a March Pisces, all that stuff matter. People think that don't matter.
It does.
But I'm telling you, that matters. It takes a role. And not just because we don't excuse your personality traits just because of your sign. No, because if you're a shitty person, you're a shitty person. Some of your personality traits fall through because of when that moon was up or that sun was shining based on the time of birth for you all that stuff.
Matters. And with your parents and all of that.
Yeah, the type of people you raised, the type of people you've been raised by.
They sign and everything, what you done got from them. It's a lot.
The shit they went through while they was pregnant. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
So things vary. It's a variance for that. So I wanted to say this. I wanted to ask you. I'm going to ask you two things. As far as the Cancer and Pisces, Cancer and Gemini relationship goes. So when you dealing with your mate, being that a Gemini has a, because y'all kind of can be serious, and y'all can hold y'all seriousness for a while.
Yeah.
To not allow that funny side to overtake you, depending on how you feel it. How does your humor work with the humor of your mates?
You know, I think that it's not based off a sign. I think it's just based off of just, you know, naturality. You know, when we not vibing, we not vibing. You know, I could be, you know, I can crack that joke and, you know what I'm saying, he ain't gonna laugh, or I'm not gonna laugh if, you know what I'm saying, just the vibe isn't there.
No. If, you know, this is based on the vibe. So if the vibe is good and you all are like, y'all got a good humor scale, y'all got a good humor that you get, like, if everything is going good with y'all, the humor works good, right?
Correct.
If every, but if anything is off, of course, anything is rocky. That's not about the sign. That's just about what y'all got going on. I'm not about to find humor in some bullshit just because you think it's funny. If I don't care, but correct. Me, but I'm, and I say that because it says, the question is, how's the person's sense of humor in a on a regular Richter scale together? And since y'all have a good sense of humor, that means y'all vibe. So it don't matter. Like, if y'all having a bad day, everybody have bad days in relationships. But if you're having a bad day, yo, it's not about the sign that keeps the relationship whole. It's about the connection. So it falls back into chemistry, regardless of any of it. It's a kinetic power. You're going to eventually have to put your feelings to the side and focus on what y'all got going on. How long does that happen? What that look like for y'all?
I mean, honestly, I mean, we get like, we are best friends. Like, we ha-ha, kiki, and stuff like that. Like, I mean, the humor and stuff with us, the small jokes. And most times, like, I could be, you know, getting ready to say something, or he say something, and we'd be like, I was going to say the same thing, like, kind of thing. And, like, those moments link up. And, you know, I mean, it's great because we have that kind of, you know, comedic sense of humor just between us. And I never really thought I was funny, but he was like a class clown in his day. And, you know, just, you know, me kind of finding myself over time, my voice and stuff like that. You know, it just kind of, you know, meshed together. And, you know, I mean, it's cool. But when it's not, like, we can go from like, ha ha, kiki, to when it's pressure, like, we around here and you can hear crickets. You know what I'm saying?
So y'all can have that time where nobody's talking to each other. Yes. And okay. So it doesn't, so okay. And that human, okay. that's human nature. And that's what I was saying earlier about the type of the way other people would look at it. See, because something like that may not work for another Gemini. Something like that might not work for another Cancer. It was like, I done dated a Gemini, because baby, let me tell you, I done heard some stories about y'all Geminis. I ain't never fucked with one of y'all before, Tia, because I already
I get it, and you know, I mean, and it's really no real gray area. It's really a like a love, and just outside of my personal, just even in my professional life and stuff like that. But they usually get the good Gemini. They don't get that salty bitch unless they, you know, saying get that, you know, hit that button and they need that pressure.
But okay, so just hearing this, we got a person on the phone, y'all, on the that actually is in a. How long y'all been married?
We've only been married for 11 years, but we've been together for 22.
You's my only.
Only
we 40 years old.
Deborah, you talking about only?
Correct. I mean, but I mean, I just try to. I mean, yes, we've been together longer than we were married. You know, I mean, it only took me 2 kids and 11 years before we got married. So we were together 11 years before we actually got married.
That's a long time. That's correct. Good.
Don't have that kind of patience, ladies. Don't do that.
Well, but you can. You just said that a lot of that even stemmed from you too, though. So that wouldn't be something correct. That. So that would mean that you were comfortable with what you had. Like, I'm the determination person in my relationship. Me and that person, I don't care about what the outside forces got going on. Hey, when y'all gonna get married? Listen.
That's their business.
Right. Back up. You too deep. And I'm real deep on that. I'm big on that. Like, keep you chiming in over there, because we don't got to do that over here. We good. But I know, you know, a lot of times, a lot of relationships, and I think that's why the goodness in y'all, regardless of what y'all may go through, but being married for 11 years and being together for 22 years, that's hard these days. Yeah. And even when people have been married for 5+ years, they still find a way to let something in based on outside forces. So you guys have a strong enough bond to where you haven't allowed outside forces to break you guys's romantic chemistry. And in 22 years of hunching,
listen, gotta keep it spicy. But now look, I'ma say this and then I'ma log off. It definitely hasn't been easy. I had no kind of playbook. I came from a single parent home. My parents divorced early on. He came from a household of two parents, successful parents, and he has a different foundation of where I came from. So it was definitely hard initially us getting together and just kind of coming around, which is why it took us a little bit of time to get to where we
were. To get to that
Exactly. You know, just trying to really make sure, you know, for us that it was going to really be what we needed to be, even though we had had kids, you know, just trying to make sure that it wasn't going to be for the kids, that there was really some kind of foundation that we would still have something to lie on after the kids got older, because eventually they're going to grow. They're going to, you know, fly the nest and things like that. So you want to still have something which is like that humor connection and things like that. Friendship we have is, you know, our foundation.
So again, we're not perfect. Romantic chemistry.
We're good. We all right.
Well, I appreciate Lady Lavender for stopping through, being real with us for a moment, honey, and bringing some of that Gemini flavor to the show. Thank you, honey. Thank you.
Y'all
for stopping
welcome,
by.
Queen. Another day when I'm geared up, I'm gonna have to put my camera on and y'all send me a link so I can call it.
That's right. We'll do that.
I'm just gonna mute my live and go back on YouTube, you know, like I was doing before. I'm still here and LinkedIn.
All right, boo. We appreciate you.
You got it.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So let me take off. All right. So again, y'all, the romantic chemistry that you have in your relationship is gonna be suitable for you and your partner. But there are some very, again, with those five key things, if you don't have anything else in your relationship that connects you, you need to have mutual interest. You need to have reciprocal candor. You need to have some good personableness where you have a good foundation of honesty and trust with you and your partner. You definitely need to have some good intimacy and physical chemistry and have some similarities. If you don't have those things, you're probably in a dead end relationship. And I'm being honest, I don't care. You're probably in a dead end relationship because listen, before it ends, you see signs that there are things
before
there that
you are get in too deep. You see signs.
You see signs. And I want us to not waste our time and not focus on the signs and start focusing on the things that do matter to us. This is real life. And, you know, nothing is more hurtful than having a broken heart or being broken because you thought something was there that was never there from the beginning. You made yourself believe something was there, even though that person showed you plenty of times that it wasn't. So a lot of times you are creating a romantic chemistry between you and yourself, hoping that that person will grab onto it. If you don't see any of those things happening, start to isolate yourself away or separate yourself away from that situation. And that you can do it by already telling that person up front, you know, but if they don't believe it, now you got to start getting away from it. But do not stay in a relationship that does not have the means of what you will need in your to be sustainable for you, because you can't be everything to them and try to be everything to them and try to be it to you too. No, that's their job. You can't do for you what they're supposed to do for you. So we appreciate it. Y'all tuning in today. Thank you, Lady Lavender, for dropping through and sharing your knowledge. We appreciate that because she has been in a relationship for 22 years with a Cancer and she's a Gemini, y'all. It ain't all about your signs and your personality traits. It's about that chemistry. If you don't already build that chemistry, that love, that connection, that kinetic power before then, you have nothing.
Nothing at all.
You have nothing.
That's a long time, but that's beautiful, though.
It is
beautiful. That is beautiful.
It is.
Oh, that like Black love, yes, indeed. We do have long-lasting, healthy relationships.
Longevity, we do. And sometimes it takes time to get there, but they say if you can make it through them first 5 years, you got to keep growing.
And you got to, like she say, you got to keep it spicy. Like, it's some good relationships. Like y'all be talking about relationship goals with these celebrities and stuff. Man, look at the people around you that's married. I know
it's good relationship. Good relationship.
To have a healthy relationship.
And you seen it start from scratch, and you seen where they come from. Yeah. So you know, like it's people that been in Tia life from jump of her relationship that know how they started off. So and look way how far they came. People probably was like, y'all ain't gonna be together long. Y'all gonna fall out, man. Y'all can't keep it together. Y'all toxic. Da 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 da. Baby, let me tell you about our shit. Don't worry about that. Mm-mm. We got this.
It's all about communication. Hey, Siobhan. It's all about communication.
That's right.
The better y'all communicate, the better that relationship
comprehension
will
too.
Be. Yeah. You got to be able to comprehend.
You can't just listen to the person and you don't understand what they're saying. Please comprehend.
Speak louder than words.
Definitely.
Your actions speak louder than words. So hey, but that chemistry is real. I'm telling you, that stuff is magnetic. Like being around people that, child.
And like Queen said in the beginning of the show, when you're around people who actually love each other, you can tell they love each other. You can feel the love. The way they looking at each other, the way they talking to each other, the way they rubbing each other hands while they holding each other hands, the way they're expressing love across the room from each other. You
that
will
person
see.
Talk about that individual. Like yes. Light up when like every time if that person into you, every time somebody speak your name, that person face gonna light up.
Telling you.
When they speak of you, they face gonna light up.
Telling you.
Y'all, it's real.
That romantic chemistry is definitely real. Don't let nobody tell you that you and your partner don't have nothing going on great just because they don't. Definitely. Don't let nobody come in telling you nothing different. Don't let nobody. Because I promise you, if you've been lasting and y'all shit going good, and that the first thing a person want to do is see one thing to believe that is not real. Don't give it to them. We appreciate y'all for tuning in today. Thank y'all so much for bringing y'all power and positivity to the show. It was a great conversation. Yes, next week's show is going to be very good, y'all. We got really, I don't want to tell you, but it's going to be a very good conversation. It's going to be, and it's a tune in type of conversation because we need some hands on decks for this one. We need some real advocacy through our audience. And I just want y'all to tune in to next week's show so you can see what we're talking about. Thank y'all for dealing with us today as we discuss romantic chemistry in relationships and making sure that you are well aware that it's certain things that you should be feeling when you're dealing with someone. If you're not feeling those things, it ain't real. It ain't real.
It ain't real.
It ain't real. Thank y'all for tuning in. Signing off. We appreciate y'all. We'll catch y'all next week. Peace.